Miss G by W. A. Jordan. Let me tell you a little story about Miss Edith G. She lived in Clevedon Terrace at number 83. She'd a slight squint in her left eye. Her lips, they were thin and small. She had narrow, sloping shoulders, and she had no bust at all. She'd a velvet hat with trimmings and a dark grey serge costume. She lived in Clevedon Terrace in a small bed-sitting room. She'd a purple Mac for wet days, a green umbrella too to take. She'd a bicycle with a shopping basket and a harsh back pedal brake. The Church of St. Aloysius was not so very far. She did a lot of knitting for the church bazaar. Miss G looked up at the starlight and said, "Does anyone care that I live in Clevedon Terrace on £100 a year?" She dreamed a dream one evening that she was the Queen of France, and the Vicar of St. Aloysius asked Her Majesty to dance. But a storm blew down the palace. She was biking through a field of corn, and a bull with the face of the vicar was charging with lowered horn. She could feel his hot breath behind her. He was going to overtake, and the bicycle went slower and slower because of that back pedal brake. Summer made the trees a picture. Winter made them a wreck. She bicycled to the evening service with her clothes buttoned up to her neck. She passed by the loving couples. She turned her head away. She passed by the loving couples, and they didn't ask her to stay. Miss G sat in the side aisle. She heard the organ play, and the choir sang so sweetly at the ending of the day. Miss G knelt down in the side aisle. She knelt down on her knees. "Lead me not into temptation, but make me a good girl, please." The days and nights went by her like waves round a Cornish wreck. She bicycled down to the doctor with her clothes buttoned up to her neck. She bicycled down to the doctor and rang the surgery bell. "Oh, doctor, I've a pain inside me and I don't feel very well." Dr. Thomas looked her over, and then he looked some more, walked over to his wash basin, said, "Why didn't you come before?" Dr. Thomas sat over his dinner, though his wife was waiting to ring, rolling his bread into pellets, said, "Cancer's a funny thing. Nobody knows what the cause is, though some pretend they do. It's like some hidden assassin waiting to strike at you. Childless women get it, and men, when they retire, it's as if there had to be some outlet for their foiled creative fire." His wife, she rang for the servant, said, "Don't be so morbid, dear." He said, "I saw Miss G this morning, and she's a goner, I fear." They took Miss G to the hospital. She lay there, a turtle wreck, lay in the ward for women, with her bedclothes right up to her neck. They lay her on the table. The students began to laugh, and Mr. Rose, the surgeon, he cut Miss G in half. Mr. Rose, he turned to his students, said, "Gentlemen, if you please, we seldom see a sarcoma as far advanced as this." They took her off the table. They wheeled away Miss G down to another department where they studied anatomy. They hung her from the ceiling. Yes, they hung up Miss G, and a couple of Oxford groupers carefully dissected her knee.